Well, we're going to the table of the Lord this morning. This is me, Don, going to the table. You get to hear it. And I hope that it affects each and every one of you. Gene Scott told a story about a young boy going to Sunday school where they were memorizing verses, and after church that day, his father asked, what was the verse that you learned? And the boy hemmed and he hawed as he was trying to recall the verse, and he blurted out, "I'm not scared." Now, the verse that he was memorizing was, "Be not afraid." But the word took effect. And the response was, "I ain't scared." My hope is, as I go to the table this morning, that which I speak to myself might, as I said, have some effect on each of you. Now, the admonition at this table, when we participate, by Jesus himself was, "Do this in remembrance of me." Paul says, "As oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." There's no limit to coming to the table. Now, I'm 66 years old, not real active. There are days when whatever it is that's ailing me, and I really don't know, really limits my ability to perform whatever it is that I'm trying to perform. There are days where it's been limited. And quite frankly, I'm getting pretty tired of it. I don't like the physical limitations. There's something sick affecting me time to time. And as I look at these elements, properly discerning the meanings thereof, I have been for the last few days had a dominating thought, and that is, out of the story of Gideon. And I just would bring you to a couple of verses. He had in his beginnings of his relationship with God, he had seen an angel, and it's in Judges 6:22, it says, "And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, 'Alas, O Lord God, because I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face.'" Now, it was understood at that time that no man could look on the face of God and live. And therefore his lament, "Alas, I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face." And God responded and said unto him, "Peace, shalom unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die." God quenched his fear. And it goes on to say, in the 24th verse, "Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in Ophrah of the Abba Israelites, called it Jehovah Shalom." The name comes out of Gideon's experience with God. You know, often, most often, this word, shalom, is translated peace. It's used in a variety of ways. But its root meaning is wellness and wholeness. And as I have taught here before, I'm reminding myself, out of the ancient Hebrew that is called Paleo Hebrew, which was not only a picture language but a picture alphabet, shalom is spelt Shin Lamed Vav Mem. The letters define the meaning of the word. The sheen, a picture of teeth. The lamed, a picture of authority, symbol of authority. The vav, it was a nail. The mem was a picture of water. You put them together and an ancient meaning of this word shalom means to destroy with teeth, as we do, The Lamed, symbol of authority. The authority. The Vav, the nail, something that binds. The Mem, water. The Lord destroyed the earth by water once. It's a symbol of chaos. You put them together, it means to destroy the authority that binds us to chaos. My chaos today is the pain in my body. Isaiah 53 says, in the fourth verse, surely he has borne our griefs. That's our sicknesses, and carried sorrows, King James says. No, it's the pain from the sickness. We're remembering Jesus. It goes on to say, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, musar, that which was required for restoration to original purposes, the musar of our peace, shalom, was upon him. Let's put it together. I thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ destroys the authority that binds us to chaos. You say, well, Don, where does this word Jehovah Shalom come in? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Through these elements, we not only remember Jesus, but we look at him. And in doing so, we properly discern what he has done. And as that fifth verse ends, it says, describing Jesus, that by his stripes we were healed. Matthew 8:17 says, he took upon himself all our sicknesses and diseases. And it goes on to say that he healed all. I'm looking at Jesus. Not that I'm worthy, but by discerning, understand I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. I don't care what my shortfallen condition might be. God's word says, with his stripes I am healed. And I praise Jesus Christ and God our Father for by his grace I am called And therefore, and by that calling, and through faith, I am put in Christ, and all the promises of God are mine, including Jehovah Shalom. He destroyed the chaos in my life. My hope is to see it here. But whether I see it or not, God is faithful. I will see it. And therefore, by faith, I take this bread, looking unto Jesus, and claim by his stripes I was healed. Jehovah Shalom, my wholeness, my wellness, my peace. Hallelujah. Amen. No doubt. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. We have this cup also. It's a cup of wine. It's a symbol. By which we look through. Jesus said of the cup, it was his blood. And the symbol of the blood is the symbol of the life. Which was given for us. I don't need to look at myself. I'm told to look at Jesus and remember him. The 10th verse of Isaiah 53 says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, the adequate offering, worth more than the whole world put together, was the life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I have this peace also through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am restored again to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ by what Jesus did for me on that cross. On Calvary, wherein he made a sacrifice. wholly acceptable to God, not my worthiness, but His worth. And by it, I am made worthy. I'm not worthy, but am made worthy by the life that He gave for me. Of which I have no doubt. And I give thanksgiving to God in Jesus Christ,